أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين جاءوا بالإفك عصبة منكم لا تحسبوه شرا لكم بل هو خير لكم لكل امرئ منهم ما اكتسب من لا كبره منهم له عذاب عظيم. لولا إذ سمعتموه ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا وقالوا هذا إفك مبين. لولا جاءوا عليه بأربعة شهداء فإذ لم يأتوا بالشهداء فأولئك عند الله هم الكاذبون. ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته في الدنيا والآخرة لمسكم فيما أفضتم فيه عذاب عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with the incident which is known as Waqia Ifq in the terminology of the ulama, our mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha takes permission from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She goes to her parents' home, and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would visit Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. On one such occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam sits next to her, and she says that I saw that condition that normally Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam goes through when wahi is revealed, and that was generally perspiration like pearls that would be on the forehead of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when he came out of that condition, when the wahi was completed, then he said, "Oh Aisha, listen to the glad tidings. Certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has exonerated you. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has revealed verses regarding you." And these are by and large the 10 verses that we discuss. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had exonerated Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam also, when Zulaykha leveled the allegation against him that he made advances against her. Allama Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi says that if you want to understand the status of Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, then understand that in the case of Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah ta'ala used a little child that miraculously spoke. Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, when the Yahud leveled the allegation of zina against her, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam speak also miraculously a few days old, and Allah ta'ala exonerated her in that way. But when it came to Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Allah ta'ala himself, no child spoke, no son spoke, Allah himself spoke, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala exonerated Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And this shows the very great status of our mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. The Shias may say whatever they say, but we know that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself had taken this responsibility, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had exonerated her from this allegation that people had made. And Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالْإِفْكِ عُصْبَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ. Certainly those who brought the ifk, ifk actually means something that is turned upside down. And here it is used in the meaning of slander, because slander is you taking the truth and you turning it upside down and you bringing falsehood in its place. So it is عُصْبَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ, a group from amongst you have brought the slander. لَا تَحْسَبُوهُ شَرًّا لَكُمْ. Look at how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala explains this, that do not think, do not perceive that this is evil for you. Yes, Sayyida radiallahu ta'ala anha had gone through this period of 1 month illness, the illness doubled. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had gone through it. Her mother had gone through it, and above all Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone through it. Sayyidina Safwan ibn Mu'attal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the allegation was leveled against him. He had also gone through it and their families. So don't think that this is evil, this is something bad for you. Bal huwa sharrul lakum. Nay, it is bal huwa khairul lakum. It is khair for you, it is good for you, in that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed these verses, and these verses remain enshrined in the Quran Sharif till the day of Qiyamah, that when we recite it and we have any understanding, then we will realize how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted this great gift to all those that were involved. لِكُلِّ مْرِئِمْ مِنْهُمْ مَكْتَسَبَ مِنَ الْإِثْمِ. Allah ta'ala says, for every person from amongst them, they have earned from the sin whatever they have earned. There were those like the Ra'isul Munafiq Abdullah bin Ubay that started this entire episode, so he earned the greatest. Then there were those because of naivety, Sayyiduna Hassan, Sayyiduna Mista, Sayyida Hamna radiallahu ta'ala anhum, so they were because of naivety, so their portion they had earned. Then there were those that just heard and remained silent. They didn't convey this message to anyone. They didn't speak about it. They remained silent. And then there were those that spoke against what was happening. Amongst them, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one day comes home. And his wife, Umme Ayyub, she says to him, did you hear about this incident of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha? So he said to her, he asked her, that would you do such a thing? You are my wife, would you do such a thing? So she replied, I will never do such a thing. Then he said that this is the daughter of Siddiq Akbar. This is the daughter of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu you are speaking about. This is the wife of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If my wife wouldn't do that, then how would Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's wife do that? So there were those that warded this off, and they got their reward for it. وَالَّذِي تَوَلَّى كِبْرَهُ مِنْهُمْ لَهُ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Then those who had bore a great load from amongst them, for them is a painful punishment. In other words, those that had started this scandal, لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ. Now this ayat, one should appreciate Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's message. We'll try and translate it to the closest English we can. لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ. Then why, when you heard this scandal, ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا. Why did the believing men and believing women not think good about themselves? So you think evil about another Muslim is like thinking evil about your own self. You make an allegation against another Muslim, then you have made an allegation against your own self, because you're weakening your own fraternity. Speak ill about your own people is like speaking ill about yourself. Speaking good about your own people is speaking good about yourself. And thinking ill about your people is thinking ill about your own selves. وَقَالُوا هَذَا إِفْكُمْ مُبِينٌ. Why did they not think good and say that this is an open slander? لَوْلَا جَاءُوا عَلَيْهِ بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءَ. Now why did they not bring the four witnesses? This is the whole theme that started from before, that if Abdullah ibn Ubay was so brave to say that وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ our mother had committed zina, then he should bring the four witnesses if he was so confident. فَإِذْ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِالشُّهَدَاءَ. Then if they have not brought the shuhada, the witnesses, فَأُولَٰئِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ. By Allah, they are liars. In amongst the people, they may become heroes, but in the eyes of Allah, they are liars. Now there is one question that the Mufassirin have asked. Why did Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wait for 1 month till wahi came down, and then he instituted the had, and then he gave the lashes? All of them, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul got 80 lashes twice. One was for bringing about the allegation, and the second for spreading the scandal. The second was Sayyidina Mista radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Hamna, they were given 80 lashes because they conveyed this rumor. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't do it until these ayat were revealed. So the Mufassirin have expressed that this was his own. If he did it without the command of Allah directly in the Quran, there would have been a perception that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is being favoritism, nepotism, and that is why Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam waited, and hence Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَوْلَا فَضُلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. And if it was not for the fadl of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala upon you and Allah's rahmah in the dunya and akhirah, لَمَسَّكُمْ فِي مَا أَفَضْتُمْ فِيهِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ, then you would have been afflicted because of what you had fallen into with a great punishment. You made this allegation against the wife of a Nabi. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala could have destroyed the Ummah because of this. But Allah Ta'ala didn't do it. It was Allah's fadl, Allah's rahmah, that Allah revealed these verses. And those that were guilty, they were dealt with by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.